Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm very, very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's nice having you here on Voice of Life today.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
All right. So to my people, to my lovers, my listeners, I want to say a very big thank you to everyone. Like, it's been amazing, like, so far. I'm so happy. Like, I'm very, very happy. And thanks for your support. Thanks for encouragement. You know, it feels good when you know that there's someone there having your back and letting you know that you're doing better. Thanks for the comments, opinions, and everything. I see them day to day, and they motivate me. Thank you so much. We are here today. I don't even know how to... Like, how to
introduce me anyhow.
He's actually my baby.
It's God, it's God. With this kind of voice, I'm saying baby.
It's more like, I'm not going to disclose that.
I am very good. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Like, I'm so excited having you here today. You know, so many attempts and you're just going up and down.
Man, it's loud. It's I don't even know how to explain myself. Whoa, I'm glad to be here right now.
Yeah. So, have you listened to our podcast before, or what do you think about it?
Voice of Life. I've listened to it. I've listened to two episodes or three, and it's been really, really nice. Seriously, I really do vibe with what you're talking about and all. So that's why I was like, I had to call you up and say, Kai, she, you will not post me like this, because I'm going to blow some. let me tell these people how it's going out in the streets.
Okay, I'm with you, I'm listening.
Yeah, so where are we starting from today?
All right. I know we all have a lot to say. I know we have a lot on our minds, rather. I want us to hear that part, that most heartbroken part you've ever had. You know,
I'm going to talk about heartbreak.
Yeah. Like, I don't just want you to jump into it. I want you to tell us how it all started, how the lovey-dovey, how the master part of it. And why.
Are you sure your viewers want to hear the nasty part of it?
Exactly. See, want to hear. My listeners, don't you want to hear? Like, no one here.
My nasty part is nasty. Let's be guided, though. Like, it's not rated 18, it's like rated 25.
Hey, for real? Are you serious?
Let's just be guided.
All right, let's give you the floor while we chat. Right on.
Oh, Lord. Like, I'm still trying to understand the fact that I'm going to talk about heartbreak. Let's see. Where should I start from? Which
anywhere you feel like. Anywhere you feel
which
like.
Which heartbreak pay me pass like this? Let me check all my catalog. I'm coming.
I think that much. What happened?
I mean, seems like I'm not a good person, so they keep breaking my heart. Anyhow, wow. Okay, I will talk about Lady X. So, crazy thing about this particular girl was that she was not the kind of girl that I would say to everyone that you know when you fall in love with someone that you know that, okay, if you have a long list of things that you are looking for in a girl, she only checks like 4 or 5.
Yes.
But you're just still in love with her. And you're asking yourself, like, what is she doing exactly? Is that like she was perfect in her own way. I'm not the kind of person that is lousy. I like my things coded and all, but she was the lousy type. She wants to show everybody, she wants to do this, she wants to do that. Oh, I can be like that too. But once in a while, I can do the old PDA and all that, but it's once in a while. But she was everywhere. She wanted everybody to know that, yes, this guy is my boyfriend.
Aww,
and I am his girlfriend.
That's
nice. Okay, she would be in the same space with me. Like, okay, let's say I'm in my room and then she's outside. She could as well just come to my room and knock on my door or something like that. But from outside, she's already shouting my name and shouting like everybody knows that, yes,
she's around.
The ex is coming to this guy's room. Like, can you share now? What's your problem? You know, so it was crazy. Yeah, wow. And it was crazy to the extent that my friends did not really like her.
Wow.
You know, like, there's been rumors flying around. I'm the kind of person that I don't know how to listen to rumors. Yeah, I like to hear from. I know that everybody has two sides of the story. Yeah,
yeah.
The girl has her own, the guy will have their own, and everything like that. But most of the time, yeah, guys always want to say shit about girls. Yeah, and then there are also instances to when girls want to just say bullshit about guys too. So. I've been in that situation before. I've heard rumors about myself, and I don't know how to just hold people for rumors, yeah. So people are always saying, it's me. Like, oh yeah. So guy, you know say she do this to me. You know yes, she do this to me. You know say
rumors.
She do this to me. Understand? Like, and I'm like, yeah, but she no done to me now. You understand?
Exactly.
So all the best. You understand? So I always try to stand for her, defend her, and this kind of thing. So we met in a friend's room, and before I knew it, we started talking. Before I knew it, she would come to my room like every day. There are times when she would even sleep off my room. I'll leave her there, I'll go out, I'll come, because by that time we're not dating. So no, gentleman, you understand? Oh god, don't start. If I start that song now, anyhow. So I would let her be. Sometimes I would sleep on the floor. Like, I had two beds in my room, so I'll put one on the floor, I'll let her sleep on the other bed and all that. And in the space of 3 weeks, that's like my fastest relationship ever. In the space of 3 weeks, we're already dating.
Wow.
And it wasn't like oh, we planned it or anything. Like, it just happened. Like, I just knew you yesterday, and today we're saying, I really do like you, I like you too, and that's it.
Wow.
Okay, so that happened.
That was my
fastest ever. Like, crucial. Anyhow, so it happened, and I know many times I'll sit down with my brother and we'll discuss about it, and then my brother will be like, are you sure? Because my brother also is the kind of person that doesn't really care. It was my junior brother, and at that time he was doing his pre-degree in school, yeah. So he would sit down with me and ask me, guy, are you sure about this? Like, it would stand for me anytime, any day. But he wanted to be sure that I'm hearing all this is about this girl. I do not want to believe it. I want to trust you. I want to know if you are happy and you're sure that this girl is the one that will make you happy. He will ask me that kind of question. And you're like, sure, all right, yeah. But it was cool to know that someone was there for me, someone was standing for me, someone was looking out for me. So it was, so I told him, I'm like, okay, cool. And then our relationship started, and it was fun. The relationship was fun, even though sometimes I can just get tired of she screaming my name everywhere. Oh my god!
So,
and then there are times when I would want to go and get something outside, and then she would look at what I'm wearing, and she'll be like, "Oh, I have a black top and a blue jeans. Wait, I'm coming." And then she'll run, and then she'll go and change. And then both of us are wearing black top and blue jeans. I'm like, even in my life, like, I don't wear the same clothes to my brothers. What is doing this one? Good shit. But I get that. That was kind of like part of her love language or how she wanted it to be. So I vibe with that. I like somebody that was ready to stand up for who she is. Mm-hmm. No,
that's good.
So, and then when we want to talk about the sex part, oh my god, she, you are sure that your people want to hear this chat?
We are ready to listen to you.
I mean, it is just you that wants
it's
to hear.
Me. I'm not the only one
because I mean, I know you have spoiled. But it's a jail money, you have spoiled. But anyhow, when you're talking about porn style crazy ass sex, yes, like somebody is about to suck you dry and they have to stop now. Wait, oh my god, oh look, John, now wait, calm down. You get, and then when we go into the old sex thing, we're moving from the bed to the floor to the bathroom, wardrobe, but at the shower, like it's everywhere, and then we're going for hours, and then you stop, and then you're like, okay, I want to rest for like a few minutes. Yeah, you go and shower, and then while you're showering, somebody enter, and it's like round two. What's your problem? No, I'm me now. We just did 2 hours now. What's your problem? You know, it was that crazy. But then again, it was fun. It wasn't something that I was able to get tired of, because there were different instances, different styles, different moves, and all those kind of things. So there was no reason to be bored. But then again,
that is
cool. It was cool. So like, oh, we went a month, 2 months, 3 months. So by that time, she has taken over my phone. Like, I don't think I can find pictures of myself on my phone again. You understand that kind of thing? So
yeah.
It was there. It was cool. And then she was bringing me out to everybody. She was gonna tell them in the church that, oh, that boy that's my boyfriend, he can sing. And I'm like,
wow,
shit, they're not doing this one like this. Who tell you want to stand in front of church and sing?
Oh, I like the
because
fact,
I said I
like
did it at home, does not mean
bringing you to this.
So she was trying to be all over my business, even though I'm a very secretive person. Yeah, even if you're my girlfriend, there's a certain level of information I can give to you, because I do not trust people completely. A lot of things have happened in the past that have not allowed me to trust not just girls but anyone completely. So she was everywhere in my business. She wanted to know why I'm smiling like this, why I'm boning like this, why my head is on the bed and not on the pillow. I'm like, because the pillow is on the floor, leave me alone, don't stress me. Understand? So it was all that for a few months, I say 2-3 months, until things started happening. Okay, so first red flag was there was this particular guy that kept calling her over and over, morning, afternoon, night, as when it's not breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, I don't understand. Morning, afternoon, night. So one day I'm like, well, lying down together, and then this guy calls her again. Well, I'm watching a movie on my phone. I was on my laptop. I can't remember, but I know that we're doing something together. And then this guy calls. And I'm like, hey, you will not tell him that you are disturbing us like this. Like, your boyfriend doesn't like it. So she now says, my boyfriend said he doesn't like it.
Wow, that's nice.
We'll talk later. Uh-huh. And then it was cool. Like, okay, nice. With
happy
he,
now.
My boyfriend. my head was
you're
swelling.
You're
feeling
yourself,
like,
right?
What? Like, babe, we're not watching film again. Let's lock the door. let's lock the door. It's like, it was fun to understand that. Oh yeah, you want somebody and you are wanted together. So a couple of days later, or let me say a week later, on a weekend, I think we were planning to go somewhere. So she dropped her phone in my room. She went to go and shower in her own room.
Okay.
And she'll come back. So I was thinking, oh, she was going to shower in her room. But instead, she went to go and bring a sponge case and everything. Came to come and shower in my room. I'm like, what's the problem? You don't have a bedroom. Your bedroom has spoiled. I'm like, Well, it was cool. So she came, she was in the bedroom, and then Oga called again. And then me, like, I picked the call.
Okay.
Afa did not get to her, like, hey, what's up? Where's Lady X? I'm like, so it's busy. This is our boyfriend. Oh, no problem. Like, our boyfriend. I'm like, yes, now. Like, she not tell me, she say she get boyfriend, though. Like, hope you're not mad. Because me, I was there when she told you she has boyfriend. She not tell me. I'm like, oh. I said, no. I said, she talks in a friend who say she just the one I'm seeing her boyfriend.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
No, wait, guy. Like, yeah, hope you're not stupid, because I know when she cuts the call. And like, the girl, like, brother, calm down. She sent me text message and all that, and I didn't want to hear again. I just got the call.
Shit.
Well, my mind was not at rest. Like, so I could not check the text message, and I saw it. Alpha, don't mind me. I didn't want my friend. So we talk about something. So, see, no, my boyfriend was just one guy. We had in mind for you.
Wow.
And I read that in complete, and then I felt like, this is mad. What the fuck? So, like, I was. Let me wait for her to call.
Okay.
She came off. I let her dress up. And then I was like, your guy called. And then, like, which a guy called? Is that your friend that he called? Oh, yeah. Well, how far you picked the call? Like, sorry, I didn't mean to. I just said, like, no problem. You can't pick my calls. I'm like, no, I'll never do that again. Me, that I'm already vexing my family. I never did that again. I'm like, the guy said you'd not tell him that I'm your boyfriend. Said the guy didn't mad. Said, don't mind him, Joe. That's how they used to behave. I don't mind him. Right. So she now tells me that, it's true, Seth. The guy talks, he's going to come and spend the weekend tomorrow. Like, okay. No. She told me that, she told me before that her cousin was coming to come and spend the weekend. And that day was like a Thursday. So the next day was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So she's like, our cousin is going to spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday over there. But when the guy called, the guy was like asking her that she should still come tomorrow. That was what he said. So that's why I asked her that. So when is your cousin coming tomorrow? She's not like, oh yeah, that is coming maybe in the afternoon. I hope I don't mind, child, that sometimes she's going to be downstairs with the person, that she's going to be sleeping there sometimes. That maybe try this weekend, so she's going to sleep there. Then by Monday, she'll come back. I'm like, wait. Like, sit down. Is it your cousin that is coming? Or is this guy that is coming? You're like, what do you mean by that? I'm like, this guy asks that, is this the coming tomorrow?
Lies are starting.
I did not know how you
coming out of
sleep. So I just said my cousin, and he has been asking me, and I don't know. Like... Like, did you tell this guy that I'm your boyfriend? I'm like, should be right there. And I told him. Did you tell him that I am not your boyfriend? So I said, I don't understand. Like, her phone was locked, so I now opened the phone and I showed her the message, because it was seen on the message. She now knelt down. I'm like, it's not what you think. That what was that stupid reason that time, Chef? Oh yeah, she said back then she thought that maybe we would not last and all that. I'm like, back then we're talking about maybe last week. Like, I don't get. What do you mean by back then? Nothing that we're going to last. We've been together for like what, a month, 2 months now. Like, are you sure? All right. Like, I was so pissed. Like, Like, you know what? Yeah, if you want to be with another person, yeah, then go and be with another person. I can't do this with you. I can't do this. Like, I don't want problems, man. Like, a lot of people have been saying a lot of bullshit about you. Yeah, but right now you are trying to prove them right. And then I was so pissed. I shouted. I mean, the truth about me is, when I get angry, I can be overly dramatic, and that's it's annoying. Yeah, but that's who I am. And I just
that's actually
when
that.
I know that yes, I'm getting so angry.
That's nice.
I carry my phone, plug in music, and walk away. Like my father taught me that. Like, if you see that you are getting so angry, because my anger is not good, like, do to me, walk away. So I learned how to do that. Yeah, or I'll just shut up. I'll just mute. Is it that I carry music and walk away, or I'll just mute? Like, for I will just go off. So I did that, and then I came back to your room. Like, I really shouted at her. I told her, like, see, right now I can't deal with you. Like, just wow. Get out of my room. Like, it's over. I can't do this. I basically can't do this. Like, if you
maybe
start lying now,
everything was a lie.
How many lies have you told me before now? Or because I was already feeling like, oh, this girl has gone out of school, like, or out of school, like, maybe 3-4 times now. How am I sure this is not be meeting this person, this or that?
Wow.
Just wonder, she has the mind to tell me that this person, like, wait, act like it, wait, so are you going to be having sex with him downstairs, and then you will not come up and come and meet me also? Because I don't get it. I'm just like, no, it's not like that. It's not like that. Man, I didn't even want to. At that time, man, I didn't know what to do. Like, I just walked away. So I came back to the room like a few minutes later. I think I wanted to carry money to buy something. Like, I'll chow something as I did walk.
Detour.
So as I came inside, lo and behold,
like,
I saw my girlfriend drinking Detour. Like,
ah, no,
it, are you
need to bait.
Yes, now nah, exactly. No, is there another one again?
Wow,
she was using to wash her pussy. Nonsense, gay. I see somebody, she was drinking, she was basically, she opened the cover, wow. She not put a couple, no, she's drinking it from the bottle. Like, all right, when it's not McDowell, sure, all right,
uh-huh.
Like. And I stop down, like, why? And the next thing I hear is, if I can't have you, then I'd rather die. Come. Like, I'm not the Lord, your Lord and personal Savior. Now, what's your problem? Why would you want to kill yourself because of, well, because of man? Like, does it make sense to you? And it's just like, it's not about killing myself. It's like, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't want to hurt you. And now that I hurt you, I feel very bad. First off, I told her to calm down. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know who to call. This person has dragged the door. Well, man. So she now called her Momsi. Momsi now said, she said that.
Okay.
She told her Momsi one.
That's
lie.
Good.
So I said she drink palm oil. Yeah, so that's drink palm oil. I know. So she drank palm oil, vomited for a while, and then she rested, and then I went to just look for drugs. I didn't even know the drugs to get. As I got Panadol and one sleeping drug like that, like, at least you should just rest, just calm down. I did not even know whether I was doing the right thing or the wrong thing. As I bought drugs, as I gave her, she took it and she went to bed. And then I forgive her. Okay, so I forgive her. And that was it. When I don't want somebody to die. So long story short, she went for IT, and then she started the same thing. She started misbehaving, started lying, started doing this, started doing that. One day she sends me a message that she's feeling depressed, she's feeling sad, a lot of her friends are making her feel a kind of way. So like she wants to do something, and she hopes I'm not angry. I'm like, what's that? She's like, so she's met this guy, yeah, and this guy says he's going to give her money for this and that. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, what exactly is your plan? Like, that she, yeah, she's going to sleep with him. I'm like, I ran mad. Like, I basically ran mad that day. But yeah, it got after that I couldn't take it anymore. So I basically just disowned her. I broke up with her. I broke everything with her. Then that was it. I was heartbroken for a very, very long time until she came back, like a few weeks before my birthday. She came back, and then you know we're trying to be friends again. Just talk, like we've not talked for like a few months. Okay. And I came back together. We talked. And you know that feeling will still be there. So we had sex that night. Don't do that. So like a day before my birthday, no, 2 days before my birthday, she came again, and then she said, that, "What we did last 2 weeks or last 3 weeks has done something." Like I don't understand. She said she's pregnant. Okay. Like, okay, where's the results? Said she's not with you right now. It's at home, but she keeps coming and tell me. Like, okay, so what's the next plan? Like, the next plan is she's not killing her baby. She's going to keep her baby. I calm down. I said, what's the next plan? I would never tell it because I hate it. I don't think abortion is the key. Yeah, fine. What's the next plan? And then she's like, no,
you're not responsible.
You are not a responsible person. You that did this. You that did that. Like, she basically made me feel bad about myself. And then she left. After she said all that, she left. I felt really bad that day. In fact, I sent her a message that she calmed down. I'm sorry. I'll be responsible more. I'll take care of the kid. I'll take care of her. Know that. She came on my birthday with cake. Like, this girl is mad. She came on my birthday with cake. And then told almost everybody. Or told my friend. My close friend that day that she was pregnant for me. And I do not want to take care of her. And this and that. Long story short, my friend got angry with me. We went to her to talk to her. We spent almost like 2 hours in front of her house trying to talk to her and trying to find out what to do, only to find out that the whole pregnancy was a lie. She just basically wanted to do that to get me back into her life. Like, she missed me and everything. Like, you can't, bitch, you can't kill someone. Like, you broke my heart and
I just say she wanted you back, so she used that one to just draw you nearer.
That's
bad.
Basically it, man.
If you want somebody bad, you just go for the person.
No, she's a psychopath. That's just it.
I don't actually know what to say. Well, like, are you guys still together?
My story, I guess.
Psychopath.
No. I stay away from psychopaths right nowadays.
Wow. I really don't know what to say right now because the part of drinking the tall and the part of lying because. well, I really want to say.
God is good. Just move on. Let's just move on.
Good. Really? It's all right. I'm happy you're good and you're okay and you've overcome that. I'm happy you're moving on already. And I just hope you get one that, you know.
Yeah.
I just hope you get one that you're going to love till the end of the world and you all can just stay there, not the psychopath.
Emmanuel, right now I'm just
sure. Well, thanks for coming. Alone. I really appreciate
I think
it.
I will like, one day share something.
And thanks for coming to share. Well, to my listeners,
thanks for having me.
You know, as they run.
Man, stay away from psychopaths, please.
Learn to read the
red flag.
Hiding something. That's when the problem starts coming. You start seeing the true meaning, the true thing about the relationship. I feel like at the end of the day, she's supposed to have complicated. Okay, I'm sorry for all my wrongdoings. I just want to get you back. Instead of lying, lies doesn't make something good. It's actually spoil it. Like, it will definitely like destroy things. Sincerely. Well, this is all we have for you today from your girl, Juwolo. Like, the soul, the vibe. Thanks for coming. I'll be next time. Thank you. Bye. Bye.